for learning the laws of Purim and Megillah. It's brought down in the Ramah in the Siman Tafresh Tzadi in Sif Yuzayin. Od Kosfu, it's written down, Shinahagu Hatinakososur Suras Haman al Eitzim Babanim, that children would write down Haman's name on pieces of wood or on stone. O lichtav shem haman aleihem, write their name on different things. And lahakosan zel al zeh, they would take these two pieces of wood and they would bang them one to another. Kdei shimcha shemo al derech mochatimcha zecher malik, v'shem reshoim yirkov. So the inyan of making noise, not only when you hear a Russia's name, that we don't want to hear that name, so by making noise, it's a way of blotting and removing the name, but also by banging them together, what happens was through this friction and the banging, it causes the name which was written on these two pieces of wood to erase. So this is the custom that's brought down in the Ramah. Now the Prima Gadim points out that even though this is a universal custom, sometimes, nonetheless, yotzascharam behefseidim. Even though you have good intentions, because after all we'll be reading the Shabbos about Zachar and Amalek, Haman who descended from Amalek, nonetheless it's possible this good act could cause there could be issues. Shemavalvin harbe b'shliach tzibur yishtok b'od shemek. At the time that they're banging, unfortunately, what ends up happening is that it's not possible always to hear every word, and the person who's reading has to continuously stop. He said that because, as it says in the Megillas Esther two times, it says that the word igeris, that's a letter, and when a person receives a letter, a letter that you certainly want to read, you don't just read a few sentences and then put it down and get to something and then read it later on, the rest. The person gets an igeris, they read the whole thing. And therefore, since that's the enthusiasm one is supposed to display upon reading the Megillah, you're not supposed to have large breaks while the Megillah is being read. And therefore he says that certainly one has to be concerned about that issue, that the potential of making a large hasid. Now the truth is, the Gemara in Brachos in Yudal and Manalf asked the question whether or not a person is allowed to have some type of a break, some type of hesek in their reading. So he said, this is the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, "B'Megillah, mahu shiafsik." Do we say that when it comes to the reading of the Megillah that you're allowed to have some type of a break, or as it's brought down when it comes to the Kriya Shema, there are certain people that you're allowed to interrupt in order to be able to acknowledge their being present? If a king says hello, you have to respond and the like. So does that also apply when it comes to the Megillah? So the Gemara says, on one hand, perhaps I'm reading Kal v'chomer, Kriya Shema d'oraisa posek hillel d'rabbanan. Perhaps you would say that by the Shema we allow you to make certain interruptions, even though it's a Torah obligation. So Megillah, which is a rabbinical law, certainly you're allowed to. O Dilma Persumi Nisa Adif. Perhaps because the whole concept of Persumi Nisa, publicizing the miracle, perhaps that's even more important than you shouldn't be Masik. On the Gemara says in Brachos, Armele Posek Ve'en Bekach Klum. You are allowed to have certain interruptions. Again, L'chatchil, it's preferable if one could avoid them, but nonetheless, one, under certain circumstances, could be make some type of interruption, and nonetheless they'd still fulfill their obligation. Now, in this, the Magen Avraham says that lo yafsik rak kedei neshima, as we said, when it comes to the reading, l'chatchila, preferably a person should not stop even for a short amount of time, just enough to take a nice breath before you continue reading the next sentence. Afilu bein pasuk apasuk shesarach likros kigeres. He said because it's like a letter, you're not supposed to make all these stops. Now, under certain circumstances, the Rashba says that there was once a situation in the community in which there was a large noise. He says it was a kol katata b'chutz, and because of this, numerous people left the shul. The person who was reading the Megillah stopped. He didn't continue, but he stopped his reading, and some people walked out to see what was going on, what was this commotion about, and they came back, and the question was, is that considered to be such a hefsek that those people will not be able to listen afterwards to the rest of the Megillah reading? So this is what is brought down in the Rashi. This was a question that was cited to him. And the answer is as follows. It says, "Afil shel kedei ligmor es kula einu chozeh l'rosh." You don't have to repeat the entire Megillah, even if you had enough time to say the whole thing, right? And he says, "And v'im chozeh v'karu," if you would repeat the reading and say the brachos, "tos u'biyadam," you made a mistake. "V'chol os davar sheinu sarach nikra hedyet." If you do something which you don't need to, it's you're not being a chassid. You're not going. And doing the mitzvahs properly, you're a simpleton. V'kol shekein im chozer varech. If you made a bracha, then certainly is a problem because it's a bracha v'atala. He says, v'lo od, afil soch ein asich masekes. The Rashba says, if you said something, you spoke, that's not a hesek. Himin adin ein sich a hesek, ella shesochach bein bracha l'tchil samasa. The whole problem of making an interruption is from the time you said the bracha until you began the reading. However, if someone talked a little bit during the reading, then it's not an issue. Of course, that is referring to where you heard every single word, which means that there was a break in time and someone said something. So b'di'evid, you have filled your obligation. Now, just one other thought, which is brought down in a Mishnah in Megillah, and this will, after this we'll stop. The Mishnah tells us that Hakaris and Megillah Mafrei Lo Yatsa. The Mishnah says that if you read out of order, you've not fulfilled your obligation. And this is 100% lahalacha. In other words, this was a situation where there was a communal interruption, and the Shliach Tzibur stopped the reading, and because he stopped the reading for a short amount of time, in the middle, it was no big deal, you can come back and listen to the rest. A hefsek is not an issue. The problem is, let's say a person listens to the first five chapters of the Megillah, and they have to walk out for some whatever reason, you have to walk out on the shul, and the chaz and the shliach tzibur continues his reading, and you come back, and you missed the sixth and seventh parak. So the question is, could you just listen to the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and then afterwards take a Megillah Ksheira and read the two chapters that you missed? Absolutely not. That's considered to be Hakoris and Megillah Mafreya, and a person who read out of order, Lo Yatsa. So even though certain times of Halacha, B'di'evet, if you make a Hefsek, if you make some type of interruption, it certainly is not the preferable way. The halacha is brought down that the beginning of the brachos, once you said and or heard the brachos, you should not make any unnecessary interruption. And that's not only from between the bracha and the actual reading, but preferably throughout the entire reading, one should listen and not make any interruptions.